Hi, my name's Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust.
Okay.
The date is the 22nd of July, 2009. If you could just state your full name, your age, and where you're from.
My name's Richard Main, I'm 20 years old, and I'm from Ipswich.
And how are you today?
I'm very good today, thank you. A little bit nervous earlier on, but I'm more confident now, I think, having watched a few other people do it, and despite not having any poems about cricket, I think I'll be all right up there.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
Well, I've been aware of the Fourth Plinth Being Changing project and things like that for a while, but I think I must have seen it in the press or something like that. But it was one of these cases of either surfing around the internet, doing nothing with your time, or actually having to do something useful. So I decided to sign up for it, and promptly forgot about it, and then a few weeks ago, heard all about it again.
And what actually inspired you to put yourself forward?
I just think this is one of those projects where you don't get many chances to do something like this. And it's a little bit odd, and it appeals to the exhibitionist deep down inside me. And it's something that does get a load of people gawping at you in Trafalgar Square. And that's got to be something special. That's something a bit different and a bit odd, and that appealed to me.
So how did you feel when you found out that you had a place?
Thankful that I wasn't on a 3 a.m. shift. I think a 6 p.m. makes it so much more appealing. But having seen the crowds out there now, I'm not so sure. No, there were definite nerves because I was apparently filling in for some. Apparently, they had some people drop out, so I was filling in for them. And just thankful I got a good shift and bring it on, really.
So, what have you decided to do with your hour?
Well, this is the million-dollar question, and because I'm not guided by some extreme charitable force, I really wasn't sure to begin with, so I did what everyone of the Facebook generation does and asked their friends. And I've got a whole list of things that I got suggested, and I think a lot of my time is going to be spent either proving that I can do them or disproving them. A lot of them are probably arrestable offences in most countries, but I'll crack on through that. I've got some sweets, because I've been watching it, and everyone loves sweets. And also, there are a lot of miserable people out there. I saw as I was out there earlier, so I've got some lottery tickets strapped to Snickers bars that I'm going to throw out to people, and maybe that'll cheer people up, especially if they win a million tonight.
And what inspired you to come up with this idea?
A combination of blind panic that I wouldn't have anything to do up there for an hour. Of course, you can sit there, but I thought, come on, make the most of it. And just watching... I'm going to have to say that I'm plagiarising a lot of other people. I've seen people throwing out lottery tickets as paper planes to people. I like that idea. And to cheer people up is a nice thing to do. I'm not going to stand there and try and be controversial, because no one wants to have vegetables pelted at them for an hour. So yeah, just a desire to go out there and just cheer people up, really.
And why the list of things of illegal...
Oh, probably the types of friends I have that decided that most of the things that they suggested probably I really shouldn't do. But it's good. It's good material. It could make a few people laugh, and that's really the point of this type of thing. And it's nice, you know, to give some recognition to people. And of course, I've asked them on the page that I set up to get some ideas. If I read it out, if I give it an attempt, if I tell them why I can't do it even, I'm going to be trying to raise a bit of money for the charity MAG, who are an anti-landmine charity, whilst I'm up there. So hopefully I can combine a little bit of humour with raising a little bit of money for a trek I'm going to be doing in September next year.
And why have you chosen the charity MAG?
I've been aware of their work for a while, but they're organising a trip to Ethiopia, a trek through the mountains of Ethiopia. And I think of all the charities, yeah, an international charity that probably doesn't get much recognition as some of our domestic charities. And I agree with what they do, and their work out there is very important and does change people's lives. So it was a combination of fueling my desire for a bit of adventure and being able to give them some money and get them some publicity out of it as well.
And so you mentioned you're going travelling this year?
It's September 2010, so it's a little bit in advance, but wanting to raise over $3,000 from each person, so you need to get in there a bit early. I want to do some travel. I might as well do some travel whilst I still can. So this was a nice combination, and it's always nice to raise money for a good cause.
And sorry, you said you're going to Ethiopia?
It's in Ethiopia, yeah. It's the Simien Mountains in Ethiopia. It's a 10-day trek, and the mountains are the height of Kilimanjaro, just without the publicity that mountain gets. And yeah, hopefully people can get behind me, and I'm going to be promoting the website where you can donate, and obviously hoping that my friends will donate something for getting their name read out, because everyone likes a bit of that.
And have you always been involved in various charities, or is this just a kind of recent?
I've done a bit of charity work before. I've hitchhiked to Morocco for charity. I've been out in South Africa doing football coaching during my summer after college. So it's something that I think is very worthwhile and does give you the opportunity to do some fantastic things. It gives you the opportunity to do things you could have never done without some sort of institution supporting you.
Can I ask you a little bit about your background?
Yep, of course.
Where you were brought up, how that kind of shaped you as a person?
Well, I was born in Milton Keynes. Lived there for 3 years, then moved across to Cambridgeshire, all with parental job shifts fueling this all on. Grew up in just outside Ely, so halfway between Ely and Cambridge in Cambridgeshire, and then moved to Suffolk when I was 14, and have lived there ever since. And I'm now at university in Leeds, and I've just come down from Leeds today after doing work experience up there. So my boss has kindly let me take the afternoon off to come and stand on a plinth in London.
And what are your kind of dreams? What do you want to do when you're older?
Well, I'm on a degree program at the University of Leeds, which is broadcast journalism, and that's the sort of area I'd like to go into. If I had a foreign language, I'd be very keen to go into international affairs. War correspondentry, things to actually get out and travel with this sort of work. So that's where I'd love to be, but of course at times like this it's very difficult to move into those sort of circles, but that's the goal, and you've got to have a goal in this type of thing.
And when did you initially get interested in media journalism?
My dad was a presenter on various local radio stations for about 20 years, and I got sort of bitten by the bug when he'd take me and my sister in as a bit of a novelty act at Christmas, bring the kids in, and I just loved it. I just thought it was fantastic that people were getting paid to do this sort of thing, and it's been something that I've been interested in ever since. I think that's about it.
How are you enjoying your course?
Fantastic, yes. Whilst other people are spending hours in the libraries and in labs and everything else, I run around with a video camera and make news stories. It's brilliant. I couldn't wish to be doing anything else, really. Didn't fancy doing something academic, something book-based. Felt I'd had it up to here with academic subjects after A-level. So to be given the chance to run around and make radio packages, TV packages, things like that is just brilliant. It's the one and only course for me, really.
What kind of things have you been making?
It's very news-based, so it's current affairs things, and obviously when you phone someone up and say you're from the university, they don't always want to talk to you. But at the moment it's very local news, it's getting around Leeds, it's finding stories in that sort of area. But the great thing is that there is the possibility of going into the BBC, have a good feeder programme out of it, many different news networks. So hopefully there's the case of building up your skills, but there's also the case of making the right contacts and actually getting into the industry at the end of it.
And what do you think of the media coverage that this project has received so far?
I think it's been very interesting. It's not what the media expect. The media expect to cover things especially when the public are involved. They don't know whether to cover this as a Big Brother style story of what are these people doing with their 15 minutes of fame, or is it art? Or I think it's really sideswiped the media, and reading the papers and watching the reports about it, it's very interesting to see the variety of different tacks they've taken. But I've seen a lot of cameras out there today, people from T4, as well as obviously college students and things like that. So I think it's getting good coverage, and there's not been anything completely negative yet. And I think anyone who says that people aren't making the most of whatever they're doing about out there are really missing the point, because it's not about that. It's meant to be whatever you want to do. And I think Anthony Gormley said it when he said there isn't a right or a wrong way, and you can't be judged for being up there. It's just unfortunate that the media seem to think they need an angle on it. And some of the public do as well, judging by some of the heckling I was hearing earlier. Which is kind of missing the point. But I think those who get the point are covering it well.
And how do you think you will fit in as an individual?
Well, not going up there with a great charitable cause will be one thing, but hopefully if I make a few people smile, if I can raise a bit of money, then I'll have done my bit. It's not going to be anything groundbreaking. I've seen some fantastic people up there, people, you know, dressed as pigeons and just cooing at the crowds for an hour. That's fantastic, that's brilliant. There was a guy up there reading S&M poetry about cricket, which I think is just fantastic. It's brilliant British eccentricity. I'm not going to break the mould up there, but hopefully, you know, give people a few sweets. God knows, someone might win the lottery, raise a bit of money for MAG, I'll be happy.
And what are your hopes, fears, expectations for your hour?
Oh gosh, it's going to be a case of drying up. It's an hour's a long time, and especially when you have people watching and people heckling. I mean, hopefully that'll egg me on. But the fear is running out of stuff to say, and obviously running out of sweets, because as long as you have sweets, you have their attention, and you have their, you, anyone will love you for a few sweets. But no, I'm sure it'll be absolutely fine, and as long as the breeze doesn't kick off and I get blown off, I'll be absolutely fine.
And what are you ultimately wanting to walk away with? What kind of experience do you want to attain?
I think as long as I'm not getting vegetables pelted at me by the 55-minute mark, I'll have felt I've attained all I want to attain. And then getting home and hopefully seeing that a bit of money has been raised will also be a bonus. Raise a bit of awareness. Like I say, just make a few people laugh. Don't let anyone down too badly that's come along to watch me. And I'll be happy with that.
And have you got anybody with you today in particular?
Yes, yeah, the word went out, and my parents are coming down, my girlfriend's down with her parents, got a few university friends who are based in London coming down. And far from making me feel happy, they're putting the pressure on. They want a ship, but hopefully they won't leave disappointed tonight.
And I think we've covered most of it. Great, well, thank you so much. Oh yeah, one more question.
Yep, sure.
Live streaming, how are you feeling about it?
I'm up for this, actually. I'm quite positive about this because I've been watching a few of them, and I think I'm just going to avoid Twitter for the next few days because some of the stuff that they've been saying about the live stream on there has been completely acidic. But I think as long as I don't take to heart anything that's said about me whilst I'm up there, because they don't like anything. But live streaming, looking forward to it. Let's see what happens.
Great. Well, thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's it. Thank you.